the Saturday Light Brigade, and I'm looking
at a nephew of mine
and two of his friends. Full disclosure, we're really glad these guys are here today. We've been talking about doing this for a while. Brock Cerneka, Garrett Cushmaner, how'd I do? We'll give you a chance to correct me in a little bit. Jared Albright, that one I'm good at. Each is 13, and each is a student in Canfield, Ohio, at Canfield Middle School. And these guys each play saxophone, and they recently were honored by the Ohio Music Educator Association, and they've devoted a lot of time to craft and getting better every day, and really playing the saxophone, which is a tough instrument to master. And they're going to do five songs all together this morning. You'll get to know them throughout the next segment here during our Youth Expression Showcase. But right now, we're going to get them started. And we don't have a name. We're just going to call them, I think, we'll call you the Canfield Saxophone Trio, unless you have a name. The Canfield Ensemble, better. I like that. The Canfield Saxophone. If we said Canfield Area, that would be Case. All right? Canfield Area Saxophone Ensemble. And we'll just say Ensemble. The Canfield Sax. Oh, okay. No details. Here they are. The Ensemble. That was really nice. Who knew that three saxophones could sound like that all together? We're going to have the guys play another song, and then we'll talk with each of them. That was a really nice arrangement and a good example of playing in harmony with one another. It was called English Ballad, and Jay Basinger, the uncle of one of our players, has said hello to you by email. Jay is listening in Florida and says hello to Brock. If you would like to pass along a message, you can go to slbradio.org and just type something in the instant input field if you're listening right now, and I'll make sure that I pass it along to our players. Next is a piece that they played in their competition, and we'll talk a little bit about the competition afterwards. It's called German Dance. Thank you. That was very well done, German dance, the name of it. And let's go to the next song, which I think is Erie Canal, which is one you'll recognize. If you're just joining us, we have three 13-year-old, everybody's still 13, saxophonists here playing today. Brock and Garrett and Jared, each is a 13-year-old student at Canfield Middle School. And we were talking about they're being honored by the Ohio Music Educator Association in that competition. So let's hear them now with Erie Canal, and then immediately thereafter we'll talk with them. Hard not to clap. Robert, one of your friends, is clapping quietly in the background. We will talk after the next song, which is American Patrol. If need be, we might just actually, you know what we're going to do is we're going to have you sit around the table, and then we'll be able to see each other better and actually hear you better. I need to tell you, American Patrol is one of my favorite songs. It's one my mom played on the piano when I was growing up, and I've always enjoyed it. So again, the Canfield saxophone, the ensemble, no embellishments, the ensemble. Patrol, very nicely done. And the final song that the ensemble is going to play is called Civil War Marching. And then they'll join us here around our broadcast console, and we'll talk a little bit with them directly. You guys sound great. So once again, the reeds and the brass and the valves and all those other things associated with the ensemble. Thank you. nicely done. And we're going to take a moment now and regroup. Well, Ann Feeney is in the house. And hey, Ann, I'm so happy to see you. And Rick Pelleri and George Mann, they're going to play in our next hour. But let's get back to our saxophonists who are here. And Brock, I was starting to ask you before, the whole idea of knowing you're being judged as you're playing has just got to be pretty wild. Could you saw them taking notes and things as you're
going? Oh, yeah.
How long have you been playing?
2 years.
And what got you interested in starting?
I don't know. I just like the instrument, the way it sounded. I just decided to start band and start playing that.
You're good at it. Now, does your band, I guess you're going in the what grade now?
Eighth.
So you guys aren't marching yet, but are you looking forward to maybe doing that in high school?
Yeah, I am.
Some of you, maybe. Let's, that's... the voice you just heard is Brock Cernek, and let's get Garrett to make sure I'm pronouncing his name correctly. How's it go, Garrett?
It's going pretty well. How about you?
Good, thanks. Well, how do you pronounce your name?
Garrett Kuchmatter.
Kuchmatter. I was close. And how about you? How long have you played?
I've been playing for 3 years, since fifth grade.
And what got you interested in starting?
Well, my two older brothers, they, when they were in fifth and in middle school, they used to play the saxophone. So this was pretty much a hand-me-down, except for the mouthpiece, of course. So I wanted to do band in fourth grade, and my mom was like, well, you got to play the saxophone, even though I wanted to. She said, well, your brothers spent $1,000 for your brothers on the saxophone, so... You know,
you got to get all the value we can. Hey, you know, it's good, solid value coming out of the family. And let me now turn to the person who was very insistent that we call this ensemble what we were calling them, and that's Jared Albright. Hey, Jared.
Hey.
And tell me a little bit about yourself and how long you've been playing. And
I've been in band for 3 years, same as Garrett.
Uh huh. And. Anything in particular strike you? Brock mentioned he liked the way the instrument sounded, and Jared mentioned that, you know, there's one in the family. Everybody's plays it. How about for you?
Initially, I wanted to join band because my brother played clarinet, and I wanted to do clarinet, but I thought the saxophone sounded a lot better, so I went the saxophone.
I think, too, they're similar, right? Because you've got
pretty similar,
reed and some similar... fingering. So what else do you guys like to do? We'll start with you, Garrett. What do you like to do?
Well, I like to play video games. I have a lake house up at Lake Erie that we go to every weekend in the summer, which is really nice. I play tennis, and I do lifting, and of course I play the saxophone.
Good.
So, yeah.
So nice and well-rounded. I'll have each of you just tell us a little bit more about what you like to do. Before we leave you, Garrett, have you thought about what you might like to do after you eventually graduate?
From middle school?
From high school.
Well,
It's early to even think about it, but I just thought you might have some ideas.
I want to, like, about the saxophone or... Nah, well, I'm actually quitting the saxophone in high school.
Oh, I meant for a job.
Well, I want to go into business, and because my dad has an insurance company, and so as he's getting older, I thought that since we don't have many people to take it over, I might go into business and go over there and help and do as much as I can for that. So
well, that's great. You'd be following the footsteps. Of a lot of people. Before I move over to Jared, would you like to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in or acknowledge anyone?
Not really.
Okay, that's fine. I just want to be sure you have the opportunity to do that. So, Jared, what have you thought about what you might like to do when you're older?
I almost want to get a degree in music.
Good. Yeah. To teach.
Major music. Teach. Yeah. That'd be what I want to do.
You guys must have a pretty good teacher, I would imagine. Who is it? Your teacher.
James Volnick.
Mr. Volnick.
Yeah. Mr. James Volnick.
James Volnick. Not Jim, James. But James.
James.
That'd be proper.
And what else do you like to do?
I like doing archery a lot.
Oh, excellent. That's a tough sport. A target? Or are you actually out occasionally in the
shooting.
Woods? Excellent. And Brock, who I know pretty well because, as I mentioned before, Brock's my grand-nephew.
Grand.
Yes, you're grand. And Mira, did I see Mira out there? And I saw, who am I seeing out there? I saw Connor. I saw Andre.
Mom, dad, and grandma.
Lots of people out there. Hey, what else, just so other listeners know, what are you up to or what do you like to do these days?
What I like to do? Well, I play hockey. I like to skate around sometimes, but they closed down the ice, so I can't do that anymore.
Actually, is Chelly here?
Yes, she is.
That's who I saw. See, I thought I saw Mira, but Chelly's getting so big. Mira is Chelly's cousin.
Yes.
I saw Chelly. That's who I saw. I had it just popped into my head. I really thought, Chelly, she's getting big. She's
she
walking
is.
And doing all. How old is she now?
Two.
Big. Well, your parents are like 8 feet tall, so have you thought about what you'd like to do when you get older?
Well, my dad is a UPS driver. He drives for UPS. So at one point I wanted to do that, but I always wanted to be an airline pilot, so I thought I could be, if I tried at it, a UPS cargo pilot, just mush the two together.
Hey, why not?
Why
it
not?
Sounds perfect. Well, you guys were great. It takes a lot of courage to play on the radio, and you sound really good. You all sound great. Did anybody want to say something that they didn't get a chance to or that just popped into your head?
Hello, Uncle Jay.
Yes, hi, Uncle Jay. Uncle Jay's got a nice, calm demeanor, doesn't he? Just very smooth. Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to have you guys
here. But I got
here.
Some.
Oh, okay.
Garrett, you're already a blood-sucking parasite. You're on your way.
Wait, what?
You're on your way.
Well, that was
being
nice.
A businessman.
Okay.
Oh, businessman. A
businessman. I kid the businessman out there.
Oh, okay. I see. He's an insurance.
No,
son
doesn't.
Of an insurance
he
salesman.
Doesn't.
Too.
He does not kid the business. He hates business.
No, I kid the businessman.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
I think that's enough.
These guys, I like it. This could be a comedy and saxophone act. It's perfect. Thank you guys for being here. Robert's here too. Let's have Robert say
hey.
Something real quick.
Bad choice.
Robert, also in the same grade as these guys.
Yeah.
You're 13
yeah.
as well. What do you like to do?
A lot of stuff. Like I always listen to music and like play video games and hang out with friends all the time.
Well, that's great. And these guys are all friends.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you for coming down to all of you. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh.